So, I am now 36 years old.
I know, I actually had to calculate that when I was reminiscing on the fact that you've joined the 36-year-old club.
And after 36 years of not drinking coffee, I now drink coffee.
Oh my God! Wait, really?
Why?
Yeah, what happened?
Is this actual coffee? Like, are you a coffee drinker? So, or are you doing like milk with a splash of coffee?
I went to this. Let me tell the story here. I went story time.
Uh huh.
I had to go to a mandated work meeting, which in my work is not always the most exciting thing on the planet, and tends to be a lot of talking and people spouting numbers off and, quite frankly, wasted time.
Sure, like a lot of work meetings, yeah.
Right. So I had to go to one of these. It was all day meeting. I had to be there from 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Ooh, and
gross.
I did not stop and get my customary tea on the way down, and I forgot my tea at home because I was running a little late because the meeting was an hour and a half away.
Oh, God.
For me. Yeah, it was cool.
All of this is terrible.
So I get there, and they roll out the coffee cart. And normally, when you get a coffee cart, we're in a Hilton, right?
Sure.
They bring out hot water and tea. There's also options, right.
Tea is an option, for sure.
They brought out the coffee stand with the tea basket and all the teas in it, but they never brought hot water for the tea. So my option was...
Ask?
Decaf coffee.
I feel like or coffee. I feel like the option was, excuse me, is there hot water for this tea?
But I'm in the middle of a meeting. Like, it's not like I can just go and track down somebody from the hotel and be like, hey, I need some hot water.
They stepped away.
Like, I think you can do that, though.
I guess it really depends on the nature of the meeting, to be fair.
Yeah, it was not one of those, hey, let me just step out real quick kind of meetings.
All you have to do is exclaim, I'm not interested anymore, and walk out, but then come out.
Yeah, that works. That is definitely the best way to leave a meeting.
Yep. I tell you what, Lou. Let me buy a house and then figure out how I can't pay for it anymore. I love
by immediately getting fired.
Yeah.
Just ideas.
So all they had was decaf coffee and regular coffee from Starbucks. It's like, cool.
From Starbucks.
And so I was like, I need caffeine because I have problems.
You're sitting down for like 8 hours. Yeah. God, that's the worst. That's when you really need the caffeine.
And of course, it's the coffee cart. All they have is like a little bit of sugar and those little like half and half creamer like shenanigans. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I'm like, all right, well, let me unbitter this thing as best as I can. And I put like sugar in it and cream in it.
Yep.
Drink it. Yep. And I'm like, wasn't so bad.
Passable.
Well, and then I'm like, well, you know what? I didn't really like how sweet it was. Maybe next one I'll cut out the sugar and just do the cream.
How many coffees are you drinking?
By the end of the day, I had had five cups of coffee.
What the fuck?
Why? This is not a good time to start drinking coffee.
I hate coffee. I have hated coffee my whole life.
Yeah, I wanted to rewind. We had talked in the past that you don't like coffee, but that is a thing where you just have never had it, acquired a taste for it. You just don't like coffee.
Right.
You're just not a coffee drinker.
Never liked it at all. Yeah.
And Lou, you don't drink coffee really either, correct?
Are we going to open up the acquired taste discussion again?
No, I realized I said that, and then no. Well, I guess this isn't
acquired tastes are bullshit.
You did just acquire a taste for coffee.
So you still hate and despise coffee.
Evolution of taste is different. Your taste can change over time.
That's what an acquired taste is, where you just keep
drinking it until you like it. And that's not what happens.
That's not the way acquired taste works.
That's not acquired taste.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay. Anyways.
You acquired a taste for coffee.
You acquired
I grew up and my fucking taste buds aren't sharp as they are anymore.
Let's just close that door.
Lou, you do not drink coffee. But you're not like against it necessarily, correct? You're not a coffee drinker, but you're just sort of
I don't drink really anything that has water an effect on my body.
And you're pretty much a water guy only. You're just raw dog in life, hard. Like you don't even drink caffeine at all, which is like
no caffeine, which is nothing, insane. No energy drinks.
That's insane. I don't know how people. To be fair, you have a pretty laid back life for the most part.
Well, sure.
I don't know how you do it though when you barely sleep. Let's rewind for a second too, because I did want to talk about how the idea that so Brock, you just said you got to the.
Sorry. It sounded like it said, let's rewind a little bit because I want to cock about.
It did sound like that. We're going to cock about some stuff real quick. Speaking of cocks, No, It's been a while since we've podcasted or recorded. So much so that 2/3 of the podcast had birthdays, which is mainly because they're close together in time. But still, like, Brock is now 36 and Lou has joined fucking real late mid 30s.
Yeah,
like, by the way, 37 club.
He's super early late 30s,
Brock. I didn't wish you a happy birthday.
Brock, did you wish Lou a happy birthday?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
So
I did. Related also.
I wished him, I had a meme because he had not wished me a happy birthday. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to wish him a happy birthday on his birthday, but I'm not a complete asshole. So I sent him a meme the next day that said happy birthday day after your birthday. Yeah.
I wanted to say that, I felt really bad that I missed your birthday because I was traveling and I sent a few messages, but I just completely lost track of time because I was international and working. And then I got back, even before I got back, I was like, fuck, I'm totally missed Brock's birthday. And because I wasn't always getting all these messages, I just didn't know. But then when Lou and I are chatting now, I was like, oh, you know, da 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 da. He's like, oh yeah, I think I forgot Brock's birthday. And I'm like, oh God, we both forgot Brock's birthday. Nobody wished Brock a happy birthday on his birthday. I mean, and to be fair,
hey, he has a family.
You could have like pieced it together, like
nuclear family.
All right, well, Chris is traveling, and Lou's just like, Lou. Lou's never gonna remember birthdays, like unless they're on the group chat. Like Brock sent me, I believe, an individual message.
I expect Lou because I message Lou when it's Chris's birthday to let him know it's Chris's birthday.
Which was Kay Howe's reminder, by the way. Let's not forget that.
They're just in my calendar. We're adults. I had no point to this. Anyway, happy birthday, everybody. We're old, and Brock is finally learning.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. Drink coffee.
I feel like even if I have him on my calendar, like, it'll alert me, and then I'll also just not message or forget anyway.
This is why I just remembered why I was brought up the birthday talk, aside from wanting to bring it up generally. I wish Lou a happy birthday, like, in the morning, I believe, of his birthday. I could probably look. Let me find out real quick when I texted you happy birthday. Like, a completely normal time.
He was probably sleeping.
Actually, it was even the early afternoon. It was 1:30. It was like, you know, lunchtime, happy birthday, da 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 da.
I probably got up like an hour later. So.
I did not hear it for him until what was 2:20, i.e. 3:20 his time in the morning. He texted me back, thanks, broski. And in my head, I'm like, I think I was going to sleep. And I'm like, what the fuck? What's this guy doing all day? Is this just classic Lou right here? Like sleeping his whole birthday away and waking up at 3 in the morning to be like, oh, time to be awake now. A 37-year-old man.
I have a story for my birthday weekend.
Maybe we should get to that.
Yeah. Let's
go all over the place.
Let's start the podcast and then we'll hear your birthday story. With some birthday theme. Ooh. Just kidding. It's normal music. Music.
Actually, it's Thanksgiving theme music because this will come out closer to Thanksgiving.
There's no such thing as Thanksgiving music. Everyone.
It's just Christmas music and I'm mad about it.
Yeah. And music. What's up and welcome back to Mike's Hard Game Cast. My name is Michael Brockolis Brock. Joining me today are my Thanksgiving friends. Those friends that you're thankful that aren't really there for you, like on your birthday.
Wait, you're thankful that they're not there for you? Yeah. Wow.
Or you're thankful for them, but they're still not there for you.
Yeah. Well, either way.
I like
works.
The first one more.
We have Mr. Chris Saul.
What is up?
And a Mr. Luis Salazar. You know, my wife the other day was like, I can't believe you said their names on the podcast. I'm like, we do this all the time.
Yeah, what
like,
do you mean? Forever and ever. Yeah. Oh, because sometimes you make up bullshit names or call us also Chris Brock.
No,
or
just
like
just because like it's your last name. Like, but they're on the internet now.
But your name is also there. Like
that's what I said too. She's like, oh, okay.
I'm also probably the most findable person because I talk about my job. So it's like.
Also, all of our names are not that unique.
Wait.
Let's find out.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
How you doing? Important. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you. As we mentioned in the preamble, which was very long, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, we've had two birthdays. We had a Halloween.
Oh yeah, Halloween happened. Halloween. Crazy. So many.
Did you guys do anything for Halloween? Are you Halloweening?
I was in Mexico. I was in Mexico. I was working.
Prime location for Halloween.
Did you dress up? I did not. I did not dress up. I didn't want to bring extra stuff. So I was working a cruise, a charter cruise. So
you are not a Halloween person.
Not really. And if you, I wondered if you had remembered that. I was thinking the other day about some of our past Halloweens. Mm-hmm. We had a couple, I had a lot of bad Halloweens, which is sort of the South version of it. Is that a lot of times things will happen and it kind of like rains on the parade of the holiday, and including in college with Brock, at least one time celebrating Halloween together, and I like was shitty.
Yeah, well, I did share the story with my kids about us killing a person in college.
Oh yeah, that happened too. Oh my god! Yeah. Wow, I kind of forgot about that.
I don't think you guys should talk about it. So everyone just
leave it alone. Leave it alone.
It's fair. Yeah.
Actually, the other day I showed, we were reminiscing, I was hanging out with some of our mutual friends, including Danielle, and we were looking at old photos, like, of ourselves and of our families and stuff, and I just have some on my phone, and one of the old photos that's on my phone, though, is you and I,
Is it high-fiving?
No, there's that one, but not that
one. It's
you and I
one.
And two of our college friends, including one of the ones who died.
Oh, all right.
Which I'll laugh about, and that sounds terrible, but they were okay.
No, maybe. They deserved it.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't die, really. Only briefly. Only briefly. They survived.
Mystery.
No, but the rest of it's still ambiguous. They died and survived, and that's all you need to know. It was just like Jesus.
I've had like a 20-year like goal of changing your Halloween life around.
I do, Halloween.
Never made it. Never
I
made
know,
it
right? Well, so let's ask how your Halloween was. You guys were doing the store. Right? Your mom's store. And I remember you mentioning, probably off podcast, that it was a little tricky this year. So, I mean, how did that go? How did Halloween store go?
Not great. It wasn't as good as we had hoped. So that was a bummer. But ended up taking that Halloween off to Halloween things because we had the whole family together. Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
So we ended up, there's this really cool street in downtown where we live. And they like go all out. I mean, there's like music and like lights and decorations, and it's packed. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. There was people on like stilted costumes that were handmade.
Yeah, that's fun.
Like really cool stuff. So it was a lot of fun.
It's funny because to that point, I had sort of forgotten that it was Halloween, and I think I was in Mexico, like off the boat for part of it, and then of course on the boat. And the boat is a big party no matter what, but ever so often you'll just see somebody completely dressed up. You're like, what the? Oh, yeah, it's Halloween.
Was going to ask, like, on the boat itself, do you guys make, like, is there a costume contest? Is it a big thing? Or
yeah, there's always. Really? The boat is, so this is one of the various charter cruises I do, and there's, like, themed days every day. So even if it wasn't at Halloween, like, I've done the spring version of it. Obviously, it's not Halloween then, but people still dress up. There's still, like, a theme every day that people can dress up if they choose to, and there's usually like a costume contest parade, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's definitely just a party situation overall. So that was probably partially why it was easy to forget that it was Halloween and also right after your birthday. Oh, hey, Simba.
Cool. Lou, did you do anything for Halloween?
So my cousin celebrated her birthday on day before Halloween, and I got my
day after
painted.
Brock's birthday.
Oh, is that when it
as is known? Yeah.
And,
Jesus. Friendship is magic.
All of our birthdays are very close to each other, except for Lou's, which is a whole year away, but still, you know, within the same, like, bam, 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 month, month, month. So old. God. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's upsetting how old we are. Anyway.
So, yeah, and I got my face painted, you know, with Dia de los Muertos.
That was the theme for the
And it was annoying
birthday?
To take off afterwards. So
I'm sure. Why was that was just the theme because it's close to her birthday? You guys, I mean, Dia de los Muertos is specifically a Mexican celebration. Correct me if I'm wrong, right? Like, you don't celebrate that in El Salvador.
She's half Mexican.
I did not know. All right.
Yeah. Did you happen to take a picture of yourself with the face mask on?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you should send
Why
it to
have
us.
You not shared that with the group?
I would like to see.
I tend to not share.
Yeah, he's not a sharing kind of guy, except for Reddit posts.
I send
that's
to
what
my
that's
parents.
What Lou shares with us.
That's it.
No personal details about his life or anything.
Yeah,
you're not one to talk though. Like, you'll share on Instagram and stuff, but we don't know jack shit about your personal life.
And you could just ask.
Whoa, yeah, no, no.
You
no.
always say that.
We have asked, sir.
So have you done anal?
Was that part not on the podcast? We did no, that part was not in the preamble.
It was not
so out of context.
Amazing.
Oh,
even better
because
they really just that's just Lou. That just
joke
like
of the podcast. I'm calling it right now. Joke what? Of the podcast.
That's what's gonna be the, that's gonna be the clip that I put is just Lou say asking.
No,
have you done anal?
That's not a good one.
It'll get taken down. You can't do it.
No, it'll be fine. As long as you don't say dildo on TikTok, you're fine. On that note, completely I really
you
did have a question.
The
I really did have a question. I wanted to know, Brock, what you and your family dressed up as for Halloween. Did you guys all dress up?
Yes, but I'll share and we'll send you a picture. We took a big picture okay. of it. It was cool.
That's cute.
It was a lot of fun.
That is fun.
The kids got all dressed up. It was a good time.
Yeah, did you guys not though? You and Kehao or your family?
No, we did. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'll send you the picture.
All right, nice.
I have gotten quite large for my costumes though, so it's a little
oh the ones you had
upsetting.
Previously.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's always when you notice for sure if you're like something you only wear ever so often and you're like. I know. Yeah. I wish I had more costumes, and I should work on this, honestly, that were easier to pack. Because for a long time, I work most Halloweens nowadays, so I do have a variety of costumes that are kind of easy to wear because I have to be working while it's happening, so I need to have a costume I can get around in and whatnot. But even packing one seemed like kind of a pain in the butt, so I didn't. I need an instigator, friend like you or,
just,
you know.
You should have just hopped on the Dahmer craze, you know?
Oh, God.
That's an easy costume, right? You just get some glasses. You know,
you gotta
be white, though. You gotta be white.
I know, that's not working except for anyone except for Brock.
So,
Brock's got his
white face. Brock's
haircut
is okay,
though,
you know.
Brock's haircut does have the Viking vibe again, I was gonna say, which is pretty cool. Are you gonna go back to that? I think Brock's mad because we kept interrupting him.
Yes, it's very frustrating.
I didn't notice.
Talking about Chris's social media for a second reminded me, I really wanted to bring this up before I forget. Can we talk about Elon Musk destroying Twitter real quick?
Oh my God. That
I know, like, I don't ever use Twitter. I don't think Lou really uses Twitter, but
nope.
Chris uses Twitter.
I use
and
Twitter.
I was curious to see thoughts and feelings on the destruction of Twitter.
Here's how I feel about it real quick.
Sure.
Is exactly what you guys did whenever I tried to bring up the slap. I don't give a
fuck. Oh, you don't care about... Oh, I see, yeah. I see. Yeah, yeah, that's fair. I don't think...
So...
Yeah. Lou is indifferent. I think it's really funny. I think it is something we're talking about in a similar sense to Lou's sort of original point about the slap.
Ooh, how interesting. I wonder if we could get some conversation out of something that some of us don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that until after the fact, though. You should have pushed for it more at the time.
I think we're older now, Lou, so we're a little bit more evolved.
If Lou brings it up,
as I recall,
we don't want to talk about it. That's why.
Well, let's talk about Kanye instead. How about that?
No.
Just in general, or
do you not aware of the Kanye thing?
Kanye being terrible, like, is there more than that?
It's not really terrible. It's just sad.
Is more stuff happened recently? I don't know. He's always getting himself in the news.
He's no longer a billionaire. He got dropped by Adidas, and he got dropped by
that. Also, didn't that also happen to? Actually, it's been on that note. There's been a lot of that happening, like major plummets in people's wealth valuations, including like tech. I think it happened to Microsoft and Amazon. They lost like one of the companies lost like $1 million or $1 billion, some like obscene amount of money.
I bring the Twitter thing up because there was a company that produces insulin.
Yes,
right.
And
like
somebody
they
made their account,
and somebody. God damn it, Chris! I swear to God, I'm going to reach through the microphone and slap you.
Go ahead.
So there's a medical company, and one of the things they sell is insulin. Well, you could buy and become a verified Twitter with the check mark. So somebody made a fake company and verified it and said, we will now be giving out free insulin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the big news stories of this.
And it went huge and got shared like crazy, or quote unquote, as the kids say, viral. And at the bottom line, the company ended up saying, like, well, we're not giving away free insulin. We can't do that. It's a business.
We're
blah, blah,
a parody account.
Right. And they ended up losing, I think it was like in the course of 1 or 2 days during this process, like $10 million in.
It was a lot. I'm going to look at
it. It was a lot of money. Yeah. In market, because people sold their stocks and pulled out of them because they were upset by what was going on in their business.
So to clarify, somebody made an account on Twitter, not of that company, of a real company, got the blue check mark with whatever new process exists to do it, which
it would be like if you were like, I'm going to be this company now. And you made a fake Twitter saying, I'm ABC company and I'm verified. Here's my $20 to verify.
And then you make a fucking announcement. Because I knew about all the parody accounts of people pretending to be Elon. They made a bunch of Elon Musk accounts and like shit on him, you know, fun times. Mm-hmm. And they started getting like banned or whatever. And then he declared like, everyone who's making a parody account must state in their bio or whatever that they're a parody account. And then they did that and he still was banning people anyways.
It is definitely a big dumpster fire to that point. But yeah, I can't find
dumpster fire.
I can't find the exact numbers because they're kind of all over the place. But to Brock's point, a company lost millions of dollars or possibly billions. According to I saw a couple different numbers floating around.
It was a huge amount of money. It was massive. Yeah.
Because as what Lou was alluding to and Brock mentioned as well, you used to have to be verified on Twitter. I know Instagram does that too. Like by basically proving that you were you. In other words, if I'm like a famous celebrity, I prove that I'm actually that person, and then I get my verified blue check mark. And it was the way to prove that you're that actual person and not a fake account. But then Elon Musk rolled out this new thing where you could pay like $8 a month and also be verified with almost no it's like almost indistinguishable from one another. So that's how the person was able to make that account and completely wreck an economy, which is crazy.
Yeah, like that's what I was wondering. It's like if he, because my assumption is like, hey, they'll still like, because he was trying to make some money or whatever. So it's like you can still go through the same process to get verified, but then you have to upkeep it. Which was what I assumed that would be.
I think
it
is like a subscription. I think you have to, second version of being verified is you pay for like a premium version of Twitter. So it's like, imagine like Hulu, right? You can get Hulu free with ads, or you pay $8 a month and you get premium Twitter. And definitely, I think another element of this that's really relevant, as to Brock's original question, like, it hasn't really affected me and I haven't like abandoned ship or anything because whatever, you know, like we'll just see how it happens. But to the point of, you know, artists or creatives, a lot of people who use Twitter as one of their platforms, the same way that Instagram changing kind of fucked over a lot of, you know, companies promoting their stuff, i.e. like a company like GetaThreads or whatever, a small independent company who used to use social media to promote themselves. A lot of Twitter artists and people, creatives, are really worried about this change, which makes sense. Just like all other social media, it gets changed when it becomes, you know, somebody buys it, they change it. Whatever that was, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, every single one has happened to them.
Like YouTube had the adpocalypse, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, for sure. It's just the nature of what's happening now, unfortunately. It is just funny that Elon Musk is making it very public, especially because he's on Twitter, kind of like Trump dumpster firing it, you know, just firing off all these tweets about being upset. And like people can just see it and, you know, watch the
deliberate
collapse.
How deliberate do you think that this is for him to just tank this shit?
Somebody did make a comment because there was another time that he made like a crypto comment, like on a podcast and used that to like capitalize and, you know, basically make more money. And so somebody, I was reading an article that was discussing wondering if that's what he was trying to do. Although honestly, it just seems like he's an idiot. And I don't even know why he bought Twitter. Like, what was the point of that? I think it was kind of a joke at first
because he tried to back out of it. Yep. And then they couldn't because of the legality. It would have been a bad faith like kind of situation. He could have been sued.
He spent a ton of money and like sank it because he fired everybody too, I believe.
A lot of people are leaving because he's doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
The problem, I think the secret that we're learning about Elon Musk here is he's really not that smart. Like he made some really good business stuff. Like he got lucky with one company and then he went and invested into Tesla. He didn't actually do any of the creative part of Tesla. He just pushed out the guy that did.
He's a Steve Jobs, very much. He's a cult of personality figure, you know?
Right, and I think maybe some of this Twitter stuff is now bringing that to light for some of the hardcore Musk fans out there that are...
No, there's still going to be stands for... The you're not going to change those.
There always will be, but there's definitely a lot of people that are like, what are you doing, man? Like, what is this about? So it's just interesting to see. I thought I would bring it up because I was curious if Chris was affected at all.
It's very public. Like, this kind of stuff is so out there, you know, that everyone can watch this dumpster fire happen, as opposed to in the past, you know, somebody acquires another company and it just sort of goes, you know, only a few people kind of know what's happening and it's pretty much unnoticed by the general public. But everybody knows about this, like, to some extent, right? Because it's so public. So it's just an interesting situation.
Meanwhile, Afghanistan just, like, implemented full Sharia law, you know.
Is that Afghanistan or is that Iran? Did Afghanistan do something recently as well? I have not seen.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, that's what I read, I think.
Three men on the internet.
Cool. Look at all that. Well, yeah. The world is crazy.
It's very true that whenever something actual, we're going to get a little political, geopolitical happens, there's some, for some reason, this weird internal big hoopla that just kind of comes out of nowhere. And suddenly all the stuff out there goes away and here we are in our little bubble, you know?
I do think there's like, yeah, we have both an insane level of awareness about stuff because of the way everything's just delivered to us. Like, I was reflecting on this the other day because I went to the downtown library and that opened when we were like in high school. And I remember back in the day when you wanted to go on the computer, you know, you had to, hopefully the phone lines weren't clogged or whatever. And, or worst case, you know, maybe you have a computer at home or you go to the library or school, or I had a laptop, but I would take it. I had to take my laptop to go onto MySpace or whatever. And that was the way I was able to access the world. AOL Instant Messenger, like you said earlier, that kind of shit. Now it's all just fucking right here, you know, like right next to you. And most of us have more than one. Apple Watch, iPhone, iPad, you know, whatever. You have, like, so many ways. Lou's surrounded by devices right now, you know, in his...
Has your Apple Watch survived so far, Brock?
Good question.
Doing great, still there. Actually.
He didn't Brock smash it. Nice. Was that your question?
Like, yeah, accidentally, exactly.
I've actually been wildly impressed with its durability because I have not been, like, generally kind to it. Like,
you know, Chris and I have a side bet going on to when you're actually, when it's going to break. What did you make that face for? You ruined it.
I mean, I'll be honest, like I said,
come on, man.
Nothing is gonna change how I treat it. I really don't care who bets what. Like, I'm hard on things and I know that. But I have been impressed, like I don't take it off when I wash dishes or when I'm like out in the yard or doing anything. Like, it's just
nothing changes how I treat expensive equipment. Fuck that. Because,
but I mean, your side bet comment was related to that idea that Brock is just like heavy handed with stuff. So it is sort of an assumption. It's like, oh yeah,
it's funny.
He's just Brock smashing things. But again, maybe a big testament.
I mean,
I haven't broken a phone. I haven't broken my watch. I haven't broken a tablet.
Oh boy.
I haven't broken a computer. I haven't broken my Xbox. I haven't broken a TV. Like, yes, I'm hard on things, but I'm not just like throwing them against a wall for fun and see if they hold up.
Yeah, you only broke your microphone. That's all.
And I didn't break it. The cat did because she chewed on the cord.
Oh, you found out what happened. Okay. Oh, wait.
We talked about it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's talk about games.
Oh, I had. Okay.
Because I am incredibly well informed and knew about this whole time. But the upcoming launch of the new World of Warcraft expansion is coming.
What's it called?
It's called Dragonflight, I think.
Dragonflight. Oh, Penthouse. Cool.
Penthouse.
Interesting.
Penthouse.
It is Penthouse. The Age of Penthouse. Dragons.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah, so Lou, right before we started the podcast, like, so you excited? I'm like, what are you talking about? And he starts talking about WoW, and I'm like, I thought that was next year.
Not up to speed whatsoever.
Nope.
Yeah. Good thing you're the host of a gaming podcast.
I went and watched a 15-minute video, and now I'm incredibly well-informed, so I'm ready.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, tell us all the things about it.
You know more than me, probably.
Are you? I mean, we had talked about this in the past that Lou, you were more on the fence, but Brock seemed to say that he and his, like, your whole family maybe was going to jump back on with Dragonflight.
So, I am definitely legitimately excited about it. The new talent tree system looks really cool. The new
old talent trees?
Yeah, well, no. Yes and no.
Well, like, they have the two separate
and they've trees. They've brought in a lot of those things that were, you know, specific to expansions and put them into talent trees now, which is nice.
Well, you can, yeah, that's a cool thing. They added those kind of skills that you could fuck around with in past expansions, but also you can, like, play a little bit more of a hybrid spec nowadays because of the way that they laid out the trees, which is cool.
They're also redoing the professions, which is neat. I'm excited to see how that works out.
That never works for anyone, does it? Like, have you... Because they've tried that multiple times. Hopefully, maybe at some point it'll hit.
That's the hope, right? Enough. Like, you do it enough times until you find the right thing that fits, right?
I guess for this past expansion, you made the legendary gear, and that was relevant throughout, right? Because you needed the base item to then make upgrade the legendary. Yeah. So it was relevant in that sense. But, like, it's never... Like, there's some games that, like, you can actually have competitive gear through
crafting,
you know,
and WoW's done it in the past. There used to, like, way back in, was it Burning Crusade, where you could have the blacksmithing weapons that were,
what was that mace called, the badass, like,
extra storm mace? Storm Herald.
Yeah, that thing was dope. I had that shit on my shaman.
Exactly. So it's been done before, and it can do it again. I am also excited that in the new leveling, you're going to have flying for 90% of it, so you don't have to level all the way to max level to unlock flying.
Before you unlock flying, yeah.
Is, well, is that a big hook to the game, i.e. the name is Dragonflight, so I was curious if that was a major component.
The feature of Dragonflight as right. well.
It is specific so, dragon flying. It is not just, yeah, here's your mount, but there's like a skill to it now.
And does that mean, like, are you flying on a dragon, or are you yourself flying?
Well, both, because they've added a new race.
So this is the thing I am excited about, but also not excited about, because they did add a new race, but they also added a new class, but that class can only be that race, and that race can only be that class.
Oh, yep. So it's like, it's a singular update, even though it sounds like it's two. It's like, right. It is what it is. It's, yeah, class and race.
But now, I will say,
the mechanics
of the new class are intriguing.
What is the new class?
Evoker.
Yeah, and it's definitely a magic spellcasting based class, which is interesting that the damage and abilities are based on how long you hold them for, which is interesting. So much of WoW is very fire and forget, or you press a button, it has a cast time, and it fires it. This is literally like, well, if you hold it for this amount of time, it does this much damage with this much AoE, or if you hold it for amount of time, it does this much damage with this much damage.
It's kind
of
like concentration based, almost, like if you were to equate it to like a D&D thing. You have to do this thing only, basically.
It's interesting.
So for a bit, they've been playing around with a little bit more of action combat, like, playstyle, in the sense of, like, you hit a button and you have a reticle for the direction of the spell where that's going to land. So some classes have, like, implemented a couple of abilities that you can do that with. And for
a little more, what's the word I'm looking at, like, hands-on or whatever?
Yeah, so you can, like, there's a big, AoE directional snare that you can do with them. There's, like, a thing where you can, like, basically fly and, like, breathe fire on a path.
Which is super cool.
Yeah.
The thing I think was the coolest was you can actually pick up a player and move them.
Yeah, move them over.
So if you have the idiot that's like standing in fire and dying all the time, you'd be like, all right, let's get you over
here. I'll help out.
Yeah.
And there's, I think
that's a class specific, like, spell or mechanic. Okay.
That specific class, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's fun. Yeah, that's basically, wow, interesting. Okay, yeah.
And because you can, in priests, they added this skill a while back where you can pull people to you.
Yeah.
But in this case, you like basically fly to the target and then take them elsewhere.
That's handy. Neat.
Yeah, so it's similar, but
so here's,
and then you can heal or DPS with the class also.
Here's the question, Lou. Are you going to play WoW at all?
So I know that Phil is going to play WoW, so it depends who else jumps on the bandwagon.
So Phil is definitely, he's already in. He's decided he's jumping back in. Okay.
Did Phil mention his brother at all?
He did not. All I know is that he was on the fence right now, because he's obviously excited about it, because he's like, I was thinking I might resubscribe now because pre-patch is going on right now. But then he's like, I don't want to burn out before I even fucking start.
That's fair.
So he's like on the fence about it.
I remember so clearly, and you could probably find the podcast where we talk about this, you know, when you guys were all playing the last expansion, and there was definitely a period of like high excitement. And then it felt like from my end, out of nowhere, it was just like over. Like everyone dropped it seemingly for whatever reason.
We did everything that was out at the time. And then if I remember, they had like the big next round of stuff come out, and it just wasn't very interesting. And we're all like,
and adulthood, I assume, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then that. I know they kept going because they did arenas for a while afterwards.
Yeah. And I failed you, Brad, because I wasn't interested in doing arenas.
Yep. Yep. Which is really, I mean, realistically, what I'll probably want to do again going back into it, because that's fun.
Yeah.
It's PvP. Mm-hmm. I love the
Eddie,
PvP.
If Eddie jumps back in, he can heal you.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love it. I mean, I really do love the PvP of WoW. I always have. It has been, even though it has evolved and changed throughout the years, but like
it's
some
your
of my
primary
first,
thing.
Yeah, one of my first memories in WoW was, you know, this guy and blowing up each other in the world. So
yeah.
It makes sense, like considering, you know, you're a kind of gamer who likes shooters as an example, where it is a little bit more like competitive one on one kind of
I'm just slow situation. And old now is my problem. So I did
generally or in games.
Both. for my birthday, my son actually was kind enough to buy me the new Call of Duty game. So I have
the new one, Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, the new Modern Warfare 2, not Modern Warfare 2 original.
I know that confused the fuck out of me. I got as a person who's not really a fan, like when people are like, oh yeah, Modern Warfare 2, I'm like, didn't that game already come out? Like, maybe I just don't know.
It's not a remake.
it's the game again, yeah. But the same name. Yeah.
Right.
How cool. So you got that as a gift and you've been playing it?
Yes. Yes, I have. I have been. I'm like level 30.
Does he kick your ass?
He does not play it.
Oh, okay.
This is just a FPS guy. This is just a for me game.
Gotcha.
Because I thought to Lou's point that he was a shooter kind of.
He is, but he's right now he's gotten heavily back into League of Legends, so that's where he lives basically.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Toxic.
Yes. Very.
on this note of your new house, and I wanted to bring this up because so recently we've talked about this before as well. It was established that I had by far the slowest internet. Recently, when I was traveling, actually, Xfinity upgraded my internet speed.
What?
It is ridiculously faster than it used to be. That being said, and I can tell you the exact numbers, like, because I just was looking up what my old number was versus what it is now. But it's funny because the other day I had some friends over for my friend's birthday, and we were trying to buy some new Switch games because we were like, oh, let's play this game. And so they were buying a game. And they're like, oh, it's taking forever to download. And I'm like, what the fuck internet do you have? Like, oh, we have Google Fiber. And I'm like, just so you know, the internet that I have now is like 5 times the speed it used to be. So if you think it's taking forever now, you should have been here back in the day. I don't know what to tell you. You are very spoiled in your Google Fiber. It's like, Jesus. But I was curious to Brock's point, and you moved to your new place. Do you have better internet, worse internet? And especially with all like 4 people in the house playing games or whatever.
Let me do a little speed testy here.
I also got that random boost.
Oh, yeah. And yours was already so much better. Like,
What's the good speed test to go to?
Fast.com is the one that you should use.
Okay. Cool. We'll let it do it.
I always love the key phrase, right? Up to X amount.
Yeah, exactly. So, because it's all like, over the place. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. when we moved in, we had to go through the whole let's pick our internet and do all that. And unfortunately, there was one option where I'm at.
Which is
Monopoly. Spectrum.
Oh, how's that going for you?
Fuck.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, Spectrum.
You have Xfinity, Lou, and did your bump make a big difference? You were kind of commenting on that.
No,
not really, not noticeable. Yours is already pretty fucking fast, though, if I recall.
It was already good.
We paid
downloading random shit.
Yeah, we paid for the good stuff. Like we paid for the gig internet, which is the best we could because there are 4 of us. All right, so fast.com, 520.
Hey, that's what mine is.
Wow.
So mine used to be
right now?
Mine used to be 86.
Like
80. It was under 100. Insane. And now it's 520. So that upgrade is massive. It's no fucking Google Fiber, apparently, but which I wish I would, if I could pay for it, fuck, I'd pay for Google Fiber.
Yeah, I did try to see if fiber was available here because a friend of ours who lives like 15 miles away from us has it, but it hasn't quite made it to us yet.
Mine is 760.
Okay, nice. There you go. Nice. So I finally joined the modern era of DC.
Before we get off too off topic, I wanted to bring up a funny gaming thing that happened in Lost Ark. Actually, I think just yesterday.
What's Lost Ark? What is that?
So Lost Ark is, let me sell you on this game. It's a really good game.
God.
So here's the thing.
Just insert the episode before right here. That whole sequence of Lou trying to sell
my
Brock
pitch
on the game. From whatever episode that was.
If you love WoW PvP, let me tell you something about this game.
Clearly that
it's
did not suck Brock
similar
in.
To WoW
I
PvP.
Mean, if I could see the whole screen, I'm sure it would be fun.
You have a TV, don't you? You can connect your computer to your TV.
It's very far away from my computer.
That's true. So, guys, and on Wednesday, on Wednesday, they're patching in. So there's going to be a new class release. There's going to be like some light, quality life stuff. A balance patch is coming in. So I guess they sent out a message in game to everybody, like reminding them of the new tripod to like fix up their tripod systems.
The hell is a tripod?
So the tripods, if you remember, each skill has like
thanks.
What?
Go on. No, go on.
so the each skill has like three tiers of like customizability with the abilities, if you recall. So there's like three options up top, three options in the middle, and two options down below, and that kind of changes how the ability works to some degree. Like maybe it changes like the element, or it does more crit, or it gives you like a synergy, etc. So the tripods are doing a thing where they're just revamping how it works and how your character acquires things. And then it's like a lot more user friendly as far as like how quickly you can swap and test out abilities, and you can have presets built. And so they sent out a reminder, and attached to that reminder was some just goodies. Uh-oh. So they sent out like peons, which is like a currency in the game, which is super important and like highly fucking controversial. They sent out battle chest items, which is like basically HP pots. And then they sent out also, it's one other thing, I don't remember. And then a lot of the people were like, oh, thank you so much, you know, very generous, whatever. And then the staff, like the Twitter accounts of Lost Ark or Amazon or whatever was like, you guys are welcome, enjoy it, have a good day, blah, 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 like that kind of shit, acknowledging like, you good, we did good, have at it, guys. And later they're like, oh, that was a mistake, guys. We're sorry. We're going to roll back all the gifts, because I'm assuming a bunch of people claimed them. Whoa, so then they shut down.
No.
They fucking shut down all the servers for, like, quote-unquote maintenance.
What?
And for, like, 2 hours, they shut down all the fucking servers. They're like, we're going to take that shit back.
No.
That was unintentional, guys.
Why?
And then not only that, but the maintenance was extended because they couldn't fucking do it in the two-hour period.
All I can think of is that it was a fake Twitter account, like we were just talking about. Like, this is just rolling the stories all together. It was just some, oh, thank you, you're all welcome.
Can I just say, what a terrible idea to
unwind. What a horrendous way to handle that.
It's exactly. Like, why don't you just leave it? Just leave it.
Yeah, we made a mistake. Well, it's not that impactful. That's insane. What a horrendous way to
Yeah, why would you handle it that way? I don't understand. That seems like it's just ruining. You had goodwill. And then not only did you eliminate it, you even like went farther in the opposite direction. Like, no, fuck you.
Here's what's going on, right? Somebody from Blizzard went and started working as their community manager to try and tank this game.
Ghostcrawler.
Prior to the new release.
So weird. Wow, that is, okay, I didn't know where that story was going, but I appreciated the chaos of it. Holy crap.
So not only did they... That's a royal fuck up, but also it's like a big microscope is like, oh, these guys don't even communicate amongst themselves, because the acknowledgement of like, yeah, you guys are welcome for the gift, and then the fucking like, oh, whoops, somebody fucked
that's
up somewhere.
Insane.
Yeah. Let's fuck up more.
It's really not surprising though, because yeah, like whoever the community manager is like, oh yeah, cool, like I guess we must have sent something that I didn't know about. That's nice. Yeah. Like, and then they react because you have to respond to people being grateful, and then oh god, what a terrible wow, that's handled so poorly. Like, why? I don't understand why you wouldn't have just let that shit slide. Like, all right, well, I guess it means nothing.
So while we're on the space of complaining about games, I would like to complain. Well, one, I'm playing my little ships.
Yeah.
And the Deep Space Nine patch came out, which is what sucked me back in originally.
Correct. I remember you saying that.
They just released the arc that includes the Defiant, which I was super excited about. It's the ship from Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine, okay.
Right, which is my favorite starship in all of Star Trek, and it's the one I wanted in the game the most.
And how expensive is it to get?
$100.
You have to pay for it, is what you're saying?
$100. There is a free-to-play path for it.
How long does it take? A year?
About 7 to 12 months, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Just get your friend Lou into it, and in like a month, you'll be fine.
As somebody who loves the game and who also loves my friend Lou, I would never wish that upon him. Because that's a game.
I already have my own fucking hurdles. With
right. That is a game where he would not stop spending money if he got into
it. Oh, that's fair. Because he's a money. He's
To be fair, I have good self-control with mobile games and gacha games.
This is one, like, if you were the sci-fi nerd that I am and you like winning, which you do.
I think you could equate my love of hot chicks with your love of sci-fi. It's pretty high up there.
Which is why you're playing, like, all those, you know, fucking mobile games with chicks.
Well, it's two waifu collectors, basically, and then one, like, random fucking AFK Arena.
Your obsession with AFK Arena is interesting to me.
Actually, on that note, can we rewind for a second? You know, back when I visited you, Lou, which was a couple months ago, you were kind of saying, you know, like, I'm thinking of trying to back off of some of these, you know, removing some accounts. Has that happened? You did recently give us an update on your, you know, what do you call it? Lost Ark playing.
My numbers
which is still high, I guess.
Astronomical,
clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have your other games dropped down? And I guess my other question that's related to that is, are you going to make room for WoW? Or is that, or is the problem that you already are doing Lost Ark, so you don't know WoW? Like, what's your plan?
If I do play WoW, like, if other people hop on the bandwagon and try out WoW, I'll probably not play Lost Ark anymore.
You'll switch back to for friends. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But it'll still, it's not like you, you'll still be there if you want to go back to it.
Yeah, of course.
Not like Terra.
One goal I have right now, so... yeah, Terra shut down entirely, so I lost...
That was almost the clip for last episode, for sure. Oh, yeah. when you're like, I'm so... And you just go on forever. that was very close.
But, it's like... So for Lost Ark right now, I'm kind of in a state of limbo, because what happened was the Clown Raid came out, which is like a really cool four-man raid.
Why is it called the Clown Raid?
He's literally like a clown demon creature thing. Mm. And
Brock is shaking his head in a way.
No,
like,
sense.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
It's hilarious. Well, that guy was introduced like during the story while you like leveled, pretty much. You saw him earlier. Mm. He's like there was like a ridiculously epic, crazy anime fight with that motherfucker in the game. Like
such a weird game.
Yeah, I know. And anyway, so Clown came out and we did like rehearsal mode, which is like the introduction to the fight, basically, which is like much easier. And then Phil unfortunately didn't have the eye level, and he still doesn't, to do like normal mode. And then somebody else got really busy from that we would have been doing it with, and so I haven't had opportunity to actually conquer doing that raid. But in December they're gonna release the next fucking Legion raid, which is Brawlshaza, which is a six gate, basically it's like six encounters raid, which is like double what the most we have right now. And so I definitely want to try to do Clown at my current eye level, not like out gearing the fuck out of it before.
You want to do it while it's still a challenge, not just face roll.
Yes,
but
exactly.
But as you kind of mentioned before, and obviously just we're saying now, part of your problem with that game has been your other friends dropping out of it and having fewer and fewer people to play team up with, I guess.
Yeah, and then the other I also haven't like been looking, because I don't want to like dive in deep as I do, you know.
Yeah, you've already dove in, so you don't need to go any deeper.
Yeah, I'm already kind of deep as I want to go, you know. Mm-hmm. And and the other thing is, I've been keeping my account in kind of like a state of limbo, because I have six kind of main characters that are like my gold earners, but I haven't pushed them higher in like eye level, because then that just means I open up more content for each one of them to be able to do every week. And so I'm like, I don't want to do that. That's just more shit for me to do. Of course, I can choose not to do it. But then it's like, if I'm bored, I'll probably end up doing it, you know? So I just don't want to.
Fair.
So I've been just making gold. Whatever gold I have, I reinvest into my account in cosmetics. In-game. With the in-game gold. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, games.
I'm excited to possibly play WoW with some of my friends again.
Go back into WoW.
Yeah.
Especially because now you're mad about little ships, so...
I am. I'm still going to keep playing, because I will eventually get the Defiant, but
update us $100. $100. Like, I could just buy you a $100 model of that shit and give it to you. Like, it would be a nice one too,
actually,
for $100.
I've priced them out. You can get decent models for like $30. Like, you can get me a whole shelf of them. Like,
just have a nice actual like real model as opposed to the game thing. Yeah, I don't know.
It's insane.
Do you think you'll pursue it though? Because there is a tangential equivalent kind of system in AFK Arena that basically, if you're free to play entirely, it takes you about that much time to get these new type of heroes ascended from like about 7 months to a year.
It's crazy. That's so much investment. And also like in terms of playing a game for that much time, like, I don't know. I guess obviously you guys have played WoW, like not consistently the whole time, but I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know what I'm doing in my life in the next 7 to 12 months, let alone I'm going to try to play this game for 7 more months.
What you're going
to
do is you're going to play WoW with me. And
yeah. I'm going to join the Little Ships back. Game. I'm going to join Little Ships. And
Don't do it to yourself.
Okay. for the Little Ships game.
I am endlessly grateful for sure that I don't fall into the trap. I know I mentioned this in the last episode about like, how I think of mobile games kind of like gambling. Like, that kind of stuff does not appeal to me, gambling in general. And similarly, you know, I do play Words with Friends. And as that game has gone on, they've implemented a lot more of those mobile game things. You know, like, oh, you can pay money to get, you know, da-da-da. All the little traps they try to get you with. Oh, make sure you sign in every day to get your sign-in bonus. You know, all that kind of bullshit. There's so much of those. Yep. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. Thank God, because it just doesn't work for me, and I'm glad, because I'm just able to, like, I just play the game. I just play Words with Friends against my mom and randos.
Chris, I just really want to see you unleash that competitive dragon at some point, man. Like, hate you for a moment and see how horrible you are inside.
See, the tricky thing is we need to find something. So we, again, the other day, you know, we were playing games at my house, and we played, like, Mario Kart and other things like that, and I can get competitive, but I only get competitive when I'm good at something, you know, like already. Okay. So there's some games, like if I am good at a game, a good example would be like the little basketball game, like at an arcade. Like, I'm pretty good at that game. So I can get pretty, if somebody else is good, I'll get pretty competitive playing, or like air hockey, things like that. It's like, I'm decent at those things. So that'll bring out the competitiveness, but we would both need to be decent at the same thing in order for that to come out. So I don't know. We need to find something that we can both get competitive in.
So this reminds me, I had a friend over. It's a convention friend. He came because there was like a Tokyo Night Festival thing over here.
That's cool. Also, incredibly notable that Lou had a friend over. I feel like that is like the most notable element of this podcast.
So he was over, and I did not tell him that it was my birthday. Also,
oh, it was on your birthday.
Yeah.
This is amazing because we've had a million started and stopped conversations. One of them was that you're like, I have a story about my birthday. So is this the story? Tell us.
This is the story. I'll be super brief. Basically, there was a festival. It's called Tokyo Night Festival. It was like Japanese themed festival thing that they did. And he told me about it. He's like, hey, I'm thinking about going to this thing with a friend. Do you mind if I crash at your place? I was like, absolutely.
Because it was nearby, I guess.
Yeah. And I haven't seen this guy in like 4 years almost.
You're way cooler about that than I am. Like, I am not a like come crash at my place like on the random whim person.
Oh, I'm definitely a come crash at my place person also. This is why Lou and I have visited each other.
I mean, you're not crashing at my space, though. You're invited to come and stay. That's a different story.
You won't let it. So you could... Yeah, okay. Anyway, so is this one of the people that I would have known from all your con times?
So that's curious. I met him, the convention, Anime Matsuri, after the one that you came at. Okay, so weren't there. Uh-huh. And he was my, like, Chris replacement for that weekend.
Sure. Yeah.
We became fast friends, but we kind of kept in touch because he, like... He was just finishing up like his welding training, and so he moved to like a small town far away, like 3 hours away or something like that. And he's been doing that ever since. And we've tried to make plans to hang out, but it never has panned out. And then this time he's like, well, I already bought the ticket, so this is fucking happening. Because I also invited him to go to the concert. He would have come, but he couldn't. So
he bought tickets to go to this festival.
He bought tickets. He told me. I was like, all right, cool. We'll fucking go. And then I saw it lands right on my birthday weekend. Of course, I didn't inform him because I'm not like a big birthday guy. Mm. And anyways, it worked out. He came. And then I saw the fucking weather forecast. So what happened for the festival is that the original location that they had planned was an indoor location. And then something happened where they had to cancel that. And so they relocated to this like outdoor kind of like fairgrounds. In like a big ass fucking lot, like a 20-acre lot or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. So then they're like, okay. So they relocated. They told us way ahead of time, so no worries. And then I saw the weather forecast, and it's like 80% chance of rain starting at like 4 p.m. The thing opened up at 1, and I kind of warned him. I was like, hey, by the way, check this shit out. So anyways, Friday, I went to work, I got off work. I came to let Simba out. I went straight over there. I took my umbrella because I'm smart and walked over there. As I was waiting in line, it started, sprinkling a little bit of water. As soon as I got checked in, pouring rain. I'm like with my umbrella just checking out. All it is just canopy set up everywhere. Yeah, like those are the tents. Stalls, right? The stands or whatever. And so I just found a nice, more empty stall to wait out the rain a bit. And thankfully, it calmed down. But the damage was done, right? Because Texas has horrible, horrendous soil. Oh, it's all clay, right? Yeah. So slippery as fuck, puddles everywhere. A mess, right? But anyways, I met up with my friend and I just walked around, experienced it, but then they canceled it early. That was
sad. Right?
So muddy as fuck, slippery as fuck. I almost lost my shoe a couple of times on the hill down.
Oh my God.
Got back home kind of late because it was like an hour and a half to get back home, basically. Crap. And then he has family also in Houston, so he just stayed with them for the first night. And then we got the news they canceled Saturday.
Oh, the rest of it was supposed to be multiple days.
It was Friday, Saturday. So they canceled Saturday, and they're like, we're working to maybe open it up Sunday. But anyway, so they came over, and Saturday is my proper birthday.
Yeah, Saturday was actually your birthday.
Yeah. So they came over, and we were watching like old school anime, OVAs, fun stuff. We
is ate this
stuff,
the reason?
And at some point...
Never mind. Never mind. I'll come back.
Yeah. At some point, I got a call from my aunt wishing me a happy birthday, and he overheard. And he's like... apparently he's a big birthday celebrator. So sure, he's sure. Like, he made a huge deal about it.
Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck, bro? What did you tell me? All this stuff. I was like, I don't, it's whatever.
Yeah.
But we went to buy Mexican food at a food truck. Nice. And then I took him to a liquor store because they're like, we're going to fucking, need that alcohol.
Yeah, party after your birthday.
He got me drunk.
Which takes like no effort.
But he kept serving me. Well, yeah, but I'm no hangover because I'm a responsible drinker. I hydrated well.
Sure, very important.
Yeah, the other guy ended up puking.
Oh my God, in your house?
The other guy being like, he brought another friend?
He brought a friend.
There was three of you, okay. Uh-huh.
And at some point, we played PS4. It was a Demon Slayer game.
It's like they brought their PS4?
The other guy brought a PS4 with him.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So he put on Demon Slayer, right? Mm-hmm. And he started talking about like how he's really good, and he has this thing that he does for himself because he's like, well, if I pop that shit on and somebody beats me, I will give them $50.
Oh.
I will absolutely fucking no shit give them $50 if they can beat me. It's never happened. It's never fucking happened. And so he was playing with my friend. They were playing originally, and then... At some point, the other guy was like, fuck this, handed me the controller. And so I started playing, I started fucking around with it. And then he actually gave me a proper lesson as to what the buttons do. Cause I was just kind of like button mashing fucking
sure,
around.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
And within like four matches, I beat him.
Did he give you $50?
He did not. What happened is it was so funny cause he was distraught. He was fucking so like, he was like, you know, head
he talked
down,
himself up
like,
way too much. Like,
he was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then he like stood up. He's like pacing. He's like, oh, God damn it. And then he looks at me. He's like, look, man, can I do something out of character? And I was like, what's up, man? And he just goes like, double or nothing.
You should have been like $50. No. $50.
I'm going to go out on a high. Fuck you.
Should be like $50. $50.
It's like, I'm retiring. I'm never playing this game again.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing. Amazing. Like, whenever you have beginner's luck on something, it's like, I'm retired. I'm never playing this again. I have 100% win ratio. Like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Fun. Well, that sounds like a pretty fun birthday.
Hey.
Yeah, and then they left. Today, actually.
Oh, so shit. They this
throughout, yeah.
Is this why you could not record the podcast?
Yeah, you said you had family time.
So they left Sunday and came back Sunday night because I had a family thing that they
did. So they went and did their own thing, and then you had family thing.
Because they actually opened up the festival again Sunday. They did do it.
That's cool.
And so they went. I opted out because I'm a...
Indoor
one
kid.
Day out was enough for me. My God.
Oh, God, the sun is terrifying.
I know.
This guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a fun time.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you had a good birthday. That makes me happy.
Yeah, that is fun. It sounds like it was a good time.
He owes me $50 though. Still.
Can I?
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Salazar.
Yes, sir.
Are you prepared?
I am.
Sweet, because it is time for the one and only sponsored portion of our podcast, brought to you by getathreads.com. For all of your internet underwear needs, please go to getathreads.com to find lovely designs for maybe yourself or a loved one for the holidays. Go now to check out their holiday-themed underwear for getathreads.com.
I was hoping you would just cut off. It was good, and then
he had a silent reaction too, which is always great for podcasts.
This segment is called Lou's Occasionally Interesting Question of the Week, brought to you by getathreads.com. Lou, what is your hopefully interesting question this week?
All right, here it is. Here's the situation. You are in a battle royale scenario. You must survive, guys. It's a survival situation. Okay, that you're in. You must kill other human beings to survive. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the premise. This is the world you're in. This is the life. You got kidnapped. You got thrown into an island. Sure. People are sucking each other
up. How much do I have to pay to get in on this? Because I'm excited.
He's ready. He's already ready.
Okay, and here's what happens. You walk in on yourself. A clone.
Okay.
It's you. A mirror of yourself.
Like, exactly like yourself.
Do I know they're the clone, or is there a chance that I'm the clone?
Ooh, good question.
Here's the question. Would you hesitate to kill that person?
Again, my question stands. The situation. Like, do I know it's a clone? No, there's no confirmation.
Or you're just like, look, it's me. It's me somehow. That's all you know. And they look exactly like you.
Yeah, so not the just like would be that they're some sort of clone or maybe a long lost twin. You have to.
Well, so that's what I want to say. That's my point. Yeah. Is like, so in other words, I'm covered in tattoos. Does my clone look exactly me?
Yeah,
he's exactly like mirror image like that.
Are we able to communicate?
Do you want to communicate in that situation? You're both, you know, arms drawn situation.
I mean, I would assume. If the clone, if this person's really a clone, I would assume they would do generally what I would do. I would probably, like what Brock was kind of getting at, you know, kind of like maybe like hold my hands up and start asking some fucking questions because I'm a very curious person. It's like my primary characteristic. So I do feel like, if assuming this person is just a clone of me and not someone who just looks like me, you know, is using some weird thing, they would also want to talk to me.
Brock's question has merit is, do you know you're not the clone?
I mean, I don't care about that. That'd be an interesting question. We'd have a whole conversation.
Well,
I would try to have a conversation.
Follow-up question to the world here.
Uh-huh.
This is a one man standing can only come out kind of thing.
Yeah.
One person has to survive.
Uh-huh. Right.
I put that motherfucker down.
Okay.
He'd kill himself.
I'll put him down.
I wouldn't be against that other version of me killing me. And I think it would be an interesting conversation, so I would not necessarily immediately try to kill them, I guess, if that's the simple answer.
Okay.
I would sort of, like, see what happens, and if they kill me, fine, whatever. I don't know. I wouldn't be too worried about it, I guess. I don't know, what do we win? Survival? Whatever, this world sounds like it sucks anyway.
Yeah, the world also doesn't need two me's, so...
I think the world could be cool with two me's, but you know, that doesn't sound like that's gonna work out.
No one, yikes, bro. No one else in the world would ever be able to talk again. Like,
seriously, imagine a conversation between Chris and Chris.
Oh, it'd be so much. It'd be overwhelming.
Yeah.
I would like to talk to myself. It'd be an interesting conversation.
Don't you do that anyways?
Like, I do a lot.
Things out loud when you're alone.
I do. What about you, Lou? Would you kill yourself, or how would you respond? Or would you want to have sex with yourself? Because I feel like that's kind of where your answer's going
to
go.
That would require me to love myself.
This is one of those times.
Why do you think, is going that way?
I do wish that we had a video podcast just because both of your faces had such... interesting and different reactions to that question, to that comment.
I would probably kill yourself because I would be way too sure that I am not a clone. It's just like, oh, what the fuck, that's weird, boom,
right? Well, look,
and then investigate.
The two options are, one, right, he's the clone, in that case let's put him down because there shouldn't be another win. Two, I'm the clone and I want to survive and fuck that guy for trying to kill me.
Like, what if it's not a clone? We also didn't fully establish that. They just said they look like you. What if you shoot and it's your mom after that person falls down and then their disguise comes down, and it's
somebody who looks just like you, though.
Yeah, but you said that you just think they look just like you. It's not like you've confirmed. You haven't, like, looked them really close in the face and like, that's definitely like, a clone of me.
Let's not walk into a weird psychological horror like you're actually having a fucking, like, a psychotic episode or something. Like, oh no, fuck, I messed up.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
I mean, you can take it that way, but
I'm just saying, you're really quick to kill yourself. What if it wasn't you?
I gotta survive, and I'm pretty sure it's me is me, right? I am.
I think I'm on the me is me, I am I. If this is two people walk in, one can only walk out, like, I'm not trying to find some way to break the rules so both of us get out. I'm getting out so I can get back to my family, like, you're going down. I don't care if you look like me or not.
See, I figured you had a good reason because of the family. Your family is like, okay, I want to survive because I better get home and take care of my family or whatever the fuck, you know, after a word there is to this crazy event.
So the movie version requires a pause and discussion, but the real life version of pressing survival instincts would kick in, I'm assuming. And if you're sure...
I guess the main reward was just surviving, right? That was sort of what we determined. It wasn't like you win $1 million or whatever for killing everybody else.
I feel like survival is a good enough incentive. If you're going to die, like, if you don't kill them, there's like, I don't know, everybody gets fucking murdered. I feel like I would try to survive. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Like, you know, like the necklace part thing in, like, you know, what is it? Hunger Games or also Battle Royale. Like, you might blow up at some point if you don't do it. You have to do it. Yeah.
You're going to bleed out through your crotch if you don't fucking do it.
What's up with all the crotch anger?
He's still thinking about having sex with himself.
Well, the crotch bomb would be get in the way.
I'm going to grade it prior to the crotch bomb because I think that's important. I will give this one 8 lose. It's good.
It's an interesting question, for sure.
It's good. And
weird.
Quite frankly, on that
you
note,
made it weird, bro.
On that very weird, you did make it weird. It was you that made it weird, Chris.
I don't know. Just talking about crotch bombs.
I think that's just I think that's just projection because apparently he loves himself so much he wants to interact with himself.
I wouldn't just instantly kill myself. Like, nor do I think I deserve to live more than this other version of myself. Who knows?
I think it's time to end the podcast. Thank you all. Good night. Here's some music. Can I just say, Chris, because we love each other and we're healthy friends sometimes.
Sometimes.
I saw a picture of you on your social media, sir, and you are looking mighty fine. Mighty fine.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. That's kind of you.
Your healthy choices have done well, despite your innate drinking problem.
Yeah, I know. Somehow I've ended up all right in the end.
I just remember.
I also drink a lot less, so. Yes.
You never answered the question, Chris.
Oh, about anal?